Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Connor Happer Show with Connor Happer and Josh Ottson. Let's get ready to rumble.
Licensing of the phrase, let's get ready to rumble, just over the last 7+ years internationally is grossed approximately close to $400 million in retail sales.
Really?
You guys look like, what do they look like, Jimmy?
Dorks. They look like a couple of dorks.
On 1620, The Zone.
Good Friday morning. John Schreiner in for Connor Happer. Connor on his Grand Floridian vacation. Josh Ottson's here. Hello, Josh.
Hello.
How you doing on this Friday?
I'm all right.
Yeah, we got a little rain yesterday. That was good.
We needed it. Obligatory. We needed that rain.
We're in Nebraska, so talking about the weather, like yeah. We have to do that. That's a thing that we have to do. We got a good show for you today. 11 o'clock, Brian Munson is going to join us. Then at 11:30, Brian Christofferson of Husker 24/7. We got the odd news. We got the top five. And then Stephen M. Sipple to start off the final hour on Friday. So last night was game one of the NBA Finals. Yesterday I told you, I don't know anything about the NBA. I don't watch it anymore. I've fallen out of watching NBA games. I used to. Used to watch a lot of NBA, especially in the postseason. Don't anymore. But last night, with my son staying at his grandmother's house, had a nice dinner out with the wife, came home.
Look at you, big win.
Yep, big win. And I sat down to watch the first NBA basketball game that I've watched all season. The Nuggets defeated the Heat in Game 1, 103-94. And if not for a big scoring run in the fourth quarter, it wouldn't even have been that close. And if that's what they... Here's my breakdown, right? As not NBA guy, if that's what the Heat are going to bring defensively, let's just hand the trophy to Denver and move on with our lives. It doesn't look to me like Miami really has anything defensively for the Nuggets. They said it on the broadcast several times. The Heat look really small compared to Denver. They look like almost comically smaller than Denver. And look, Jokic barely shot the ball until the fourth quarter, and Miami was still down 20. They missed a bunch of open shots. True. I don't know if that's actually the problem. I think it's more that who for Miami is going to stop anyone? They don't seem to have a lockdown defender that can stop Jamal Murray. Adebayo is sort of caught in between defending Jokic. He's not sure whether he should stay back and protect the rim or come out to guard the mid-range. And he's kind of screwed either way, because when he comes out to defend, Jokic just bullies him and goes by.
He's almost too small to defend Jokic, too big to defend the players out on the wing.
So basically everything that Jacob Padilla told us yesterday came to fruition in game one. He said Miami's got to make a bunch of shots. They have to shoot the ball really well. They didn't. And the zone has to be the thing because they can't guard them one-on-one, and the zone wasn't outside of during that stretch when the Heat went on their big scoring run in the fourth. So, look, I said Denver in six might have overshot it. It might only be five. The Nuggies might be able to close this thing out at home. And, you know, as obviously a guy who's not ever watched a full game featuring Nikola Jokic, I have to say this. I love the dude. I've only seen him in SportsCenter highlights, and that doesn't do justice of how much fun it is to watch him play basketball. He's just sort of like lumbering around the floor awkwardly.
That's the right word, lumbering.
But then he gets into the half court, and he's zipping passes all over the place, bullying his way, making silly shots.
Flinging it towards the basket, and it goes in.
It's great. It, you know, fall away baseline jumper.
It's beautiful.
It brought a smile to my face more times than a few. Like, just watching him as a guy. And then, you know, they did the, during the broadcast, they did his draft profile breakdown. And it's like, he's limited athlete, doesn't have leaping ability, may not be able to defend inside, needs to improve as a shooter. And then they asked Jokic about, you know, what did you think when you read your draft profiles? He's like, it's all true. those are things about me that are facts. But it's just fun. I mean, everybody, if you're an NBA, you already knew this. If you pay attention to the NBA, none of the things that I'm surprised by are surprising to you. But I couldn't get over how much fun it was to watch him play. And he, like, never changes his facial expression, ever. Whether they're, you know, the Heat in the midst of a big run and close it down to 9 points, or whether they're up 24, he's playing the same game. Doesn't matter. There's no highs and lows. There's no roller coaster. And that's something I think to be appreciated. So now, after watching a full game with Nikola Jokic, I was already wanting Denver to win. I explained that yesterday. I'm rooting even harder for Denver now. Go Nugs. Let's go. Get it. And the other thing that stuck out to me is, who are these guys on the Heat other than Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo?
It's a team of scrappy, undrafted.
Who are these guys?
Guys.
So Kyle Lowry is what, 50? 47?
He's up there.
I think he's like 38. But Cody Zeller. Did any of you know that Cody Zeller was still playing basketball? I don't know that Gary Sharp, Heat fan, knew that Cody Zeller was still playing basketball. And Cody Zeller.
Zeller's only 30?
Yeah, but here's the thing. Cody Zeller looks like a high school social studies teacher who's also the JV assistant basketball coach.
He does.
That is his look. Haywood Highsmith is not a person's name. Haywood and Highsmith is a suburban intersection, right? Oh, you live over there off Haywood and Highsmith? Yeah, nice park. Good neighborhood. It's not a person's name. Those are suburban streets. Okay, Haywood and Highsmith. Nice intersection. Hardly ever any traffic.
Good schools.
And then I know who Duncan Robinson is peripherally from paying attention to Big Ten basketball. But Duncan Robinson, really? Tim Duncan and David Robinson would like a word about identity theft. So Duncan Robinson's parents were either super confident in who he was going to be or super clueless about the game of basketball because they named their son Duncan Robinson. These are fake names. These are not real people, and you can't fool me, Miami.
You think this is a ChatGPT NBA Finals or something?
This is create a player on NBA 2K. These are the auto-generated names. Haywood Highsmith is the one that really got me. Because it really does. Like, that is a suburban intersection. At the corner of Haywood and Highsmith, you'll find wonderful family homes, easy living, quiet streets.
Some nice froyo.
Within walking distance to the trail to the lake. Haywood Highsmith. Come on. So that's my breakdown of the NBA Finals Game 1. And I got to say, I'm a little invested now. And that was, I guess, I think that was the problem all along, is I never got invested. This is what happens with the Stanley Cup playoffs. Like, it comes on, and I watch the first game. Then I'm like, oh, I want to see what happens tomorrow on the other side of the bracket, right? And then I've spent time, I've put in effort, and I'm invested. And I just, with the NBA being on the back burner for me, I never put in the investment, so it was never compelling enough to pay attention to it. And now after watching game one, like, yeah, I'm going to watch game two on Sunday. I'm in now. I want to see how this turns out. I want more Nikola Jokic. Jamal Murray's fun too. The whole Nuggets team is kind of like just fun.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys who Jokic has given them clearance to just kind of chuck the ball up, and not in like a, oh, you're a chucker kind of way, but right. Just like, just get some shots up. You'll be fine. And they're thriving.
So I'm in.
Sort of this island of misfit toys out there in Denver.
So Monday after game two, we'll do this again. We'll talk about what happened. And me from a little bit more of a knowledgeable standpoint. Not like yesterday when it was just like personal commentary on the star players and the cities in which the teams reside. The Heat need to figure it out defensively. That's my big takeaway. They got to figure something out, or games 2, 3, and 4 are going to go exactly the same way that game 1 went.
I mean, they were just whipping that ball around yesterday.
The shots weren't falling until late when a little old suburban intersection started hitting some threes. All right. Come back. We'll close out the first hour of the show. Seth Davis, after yesterday's I'm Back graphics, has a new top 25 for NCAA basketball. Where are the Blue Jays? We'll talk about it. Coming up on the Connor Haver Show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.